The future is no longer in your imagination.
Fostering an open forum.
Never heard anything like it before.
Urban 75 Radio.
Hello and welcome to another Urban 75 Alternative Media. Was going to do something about the election, and yeah, I am going to do something about the election, but in a slightly different vein. I'm not going to have interviews from party political hopefuls or any of that shit, because it is the same shit. It's the same shit that we've been fed for fucking years and years and years. To prove a point, sort of, I'm going to go back 18 years and I'm going to play you some music. It's only short, this lot. First of all, I'm going to read you the sleeve notes to the music that I'm going to play. This music was written and recorded against a background of parties and media scrambling their way towards a general election. It was inspired by disgust at the hypocrisy, lies, and sudden fake concern which riddled the election circus. We're not saying don't vote. We are asking you to question whether the election process is anything more than a substitute for real change. A substitute for real choice. We are asking you to look closely at our democracy, a self-perpetuating system of party tricks designed to keep us in our place.
Never mind the ballots. The phone lines are now open. If you'd like to put a question to the candidates, the number to ring is 0532 779 463.
Says a lot, really. I mean, if you look at New Labour, old Tory. Aren't they fucking similar? You look at the Tories, and washed up bunch of racists, basically. And the Liberal Party, well, they've never been in power, so we don't know what dirty tricks they'll get up to, really, do we? Anyway, back to the story. The British democratic process is more powerful than any single party. It served the same purpose as did the brutal repression in South Africa, the totalitarian dictatorship of the USSR, or the media cabaret sham of the USA. That purpose is to uphold the wealth and power of a few, and the poverty and powerlessness of the many. Go to the polls, choose your brand of oppression. Whether we vote or not, or who we vote for, is largely unimportant. Either way, it will have little effect on the state's profit. What is important is if we allow ourselves to see the elections as anything other than a meaningless diversion. If we place hopes and fears on who holds power, instead of putting time and energy into creating alternatives, both for ourselves and our communities. My God, it still rings true after, 18 years? You know, it might not be apartheid repression in South Africa, but there's still a hell of a lot of fucking poor people there, and a very small amount of very rich people. The dictatorship of the USSR? Well, it's the dictatorship of Russia now, isn't it? Who controls the media in Russia? Who closes down the media if they don't like it? Who, you know, puts people in prison when they don't like them? Putin. What's the difference? Okay, so some say he's elected, whereas Stalin wasn't. Yeah, but who rigs the elections? America hasn't changed. It's just got a bit more towards the extreme far right. It's neocons instead of Reagan. We thought Reagan was bad until the neocons came along. Jesus Christ, they're something else, aren't they? Anyway, bit of music.
Why settle for what we're shown when there is so much more? Sometimes the book of law is only half the story. Means and ends. Deciding where to draw the line. Loss of work in Sellafield homes, or the threat of cancers yet to come. The choice seems obvious. There is no choice. Only the option of looking outside. This narrow definition of what you see is all there will ever be. There comes a time when every second, every day, when every action, every thought will tell the world how you cast your vote.
Okay, back to the story. Great British democracy offers us a pencil and 5 seconds it takes to put our cross next to the name of someone we've never met and we're never ever likely to meet, let alone be able to communicate with. This rare treat is served up to us once in every 1825 days, give or take a month or two. Our lifetime supply of democracy is a dozen X's or crosses. What is ultimately more important than the vote is what we do with the rest of our lives, making choices and taking decisions for ourselves on our own terms. Never mind the ballots, here comes the real change and the rest of our lives. So said Chumbawamba in April-May 1987, 18 years ago, and, well, they were right, weren't they? I think so. Some more sentiment.
Oh, police, judges and magistrates. I hate being taught to base my life on TV stars. I hate being kept waiting by bureaucrats. I hate wars and all the people who love them. I hate the idea of living on other people's backs. I hate being filed and registered and classified. I hate being watched and monitored. I hate police. I hate the way you talk down to me. I hate being told what to do. I hate the way you don't listen. I hate the way you distort my sexuality with pornography. I hate the pain we inflict on each other, on animals and on the earth. And I hate how love songs become cliches through endless shallow repetition.
Okay, I'm sorry, this wasn't much of an alternative media section, more of a Zedcat rant, but I don't know about you, but I'm fed up being treated like a fucking mushroom, you know, kept in the dark and fed bullshit, which is sort of kind of what general elections are really about. They're not about us at all, but there you go.
Thought we'd finish off today with some live music for you. Dr. Jazz and Greg Jardine on piano, Daniel Howard on drums, playing Honky Tonk Train Blues and Mayday Boogie, recorded last Sunday at the Royal Festival Hall in London. Listen out for the cheer just after the start of Mayday Boogie, the second song. Dr. Jazz stood up, walked behind the piano stool, jumped through the air, over the stool, landed on the beat to hit the right chord. That's in the second song. First, Honky Tonk Train Blues.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's it for today. We've got one more programme coming up for you in this series of three. We'll have some post-election blather, the first nobbing and sobbing forum discussion, and lots more music. www.urban75radio.co.uk. Please do tell us what you think of all this. Post on the thread and community and come and get involved. I'm Mation. This is Urban 75 Radio.